Bryony's Dilemma, Part 3 of 3. Scanning through the manifest, you notice a discrepancy between the ship logs and its approved flight plan. The logs show an unscheduled stop in Cathcart. Probably just an oversight, last-minute change of plans, you shrug. Around you, the team is preparing to unload the cargo. Joey, a hefty bald guy in his early 30s, is hoisting himself into a mech suit to handle the heavier crates. The suit hydraulics hiss and clank as he stretches and retracts the arms and tests rotating the hand clamps. The other two, Roan and Ayla, grab hover carts for the smaller crates. The platform vibrates under your feet as Joey lumbers toward the Freelancer. You head toward Captain Shuzen. You approach the captain of the Quasar, your hand extended in greeting. His meaty hand grabs yours and gives it a quick shake. Captain Shuzen's hair, wide sideburns, and beard are all immaculately trimmed. His hands are callus-free with manicured nails. No bruises, no tats mar his skin. If not for the Quasar jumpsuit, you'd mistake him for the office type, not a trucker. Morning, Captain. I'm Bryony. I'll be overseeing your inspection and unloading today. Shuzen is staring off in the direction Roderick and Thomas went. Where's Thomas going? He usually handles my ships. He keeps it quick and simple. Suits our schedule. He's helping Roderick with a new Connie, coming in on LZJ-45. Adding more confidence to your voice, you continue. We'll get you done just as fast. Distractedly, Captain Shuzen replies, "Sure, kid. Let's get moving." Excellent. Flipping through the screens on the Inspector Moby glass, you say, "One thing to clear up first." You raise the Moby up so Shuzen can see the display. There seems to be a discrepancy between your ship log and approved flight plan. You gain the captain's full attention, but his only reply is a grunt. You continue. It's showing an unscheduled stop in Cathcart. The ship appears to have docked at Spinward for roughly 2 hours. Hesitantly, you add, "I think that's part of your company's no-fly zone regulations. Not that it's our business, we just have to perform a different kind of inspection for ships with stops outside of UEE space." Shuzen's eyes narrow, and his silence makes you nervous, but you press on. "'Cause of the kind of things happening out there. Robberies, hijacking, contraband." Emphasizing this isn't an uncommon situation, you say, "Not a big deal on our end. Just different forms and takes a little longer, but we can still get you in and out of here in about the same time." Captain Shuzen is staring you up and down, like he's sizing up an opponent. You don't want to be his opponent, you just want to get this done quickly. Beads of sweat start forming on your forehead as the silence stretches out. "Are your meds wearing off?" You wipe your forehead on the back of your sleeve. Clearing your throat, you suggest, "Did you have an emergency?" If you can state the reason and add it to the official logs, I can resync and get the inspection started. Pointing toward the ship, you add, "We're already starting to unload. This really isn't a big deal. Just paperwork." Like flipping a switch, the captain gives you a wry smile and puts his arm around your shoulder and pulls you in close.